This file will make permanent and lasting changes to who you are. This file will dramatically increase your suggestibility to the point that you will become totally helpless to any suggestions given in trance. And with this increased suggestibility comes an increased risk. This file will make you more likely to accept suggestions that might be harmful, so you need to take extra care in what you listen to after you listen to this file, because you might just find that you are helpless to accept whatever is said to you while you're in trance. And so, if you're ready, we can begin. Just relax and get comfortable and think about why you are here. You are here because you want to be here. You want to experience the fantasy of being hypnotized. So you have agreed to be part of a hypnotic study. You know that this study is designed to create changes within the subject. But despite any apprehension you may feel about being a test subject, there's just something reassuring about his voice that makes you feel safe. And so you are here at the arranged time and place to participate in the study. You enter in the office where you are met by the professor, who greets you by saying, "Hello again. I'm so glad you could join me here today to assist with my hypnotic study." He guides you over to an incredibly comfortable looking Victorian chaise lounge and says, "Please take a seat so we can begin." You practically sink into the soft upholstery when you lie down on the chaise lounge. "Now that you're comfortable, we can begin. I want you to focus on your breathing for me. I want you to take a nice, slow, deep breath in. Hold it. Now slowly exhale. Now once again, take a nice, slow, deep breath in. Breathing in the relaxation. And slowly exhale, breathing out any tension. One more time. Breathe in. Breathing in that peace. Breathing out all that stress and tension. And as we continue on, I want you to imagine that each breath fills you with peace and relaxation. And each breath out releases any stress and tension you may have. You may even find yourself feeling quite euphoric after a while. Good. Now we're going to deepen that relaxation throughout your whole body. The relaxation will begin in your feet and slowly spread up to your head. Some subjects feel this relaxation as a tingling or a numbness. Others feel it as a warm feeling of floating. And others feel nothing at all, but their bodies and minds will relax just the same. Some of you may already feel these things. If you don't, that's okay too. We're just going to deepen those sensations now, and you will go even deeper. Now, I want you to imagine a blue ball of light approaching your feet. And anywhere that this big ball of blue light touches you, you will go completely relaxed. Feel that ball of light surrounding your feet now. Feel as all that tension just drips away, leaving nothing but the pleasant feeling of relaxation. That sensation is rising up now, rising up your ankles to your calves. Feel your ankles and calves relaxing totally now. Feel as the blue ball rises up your body more, rising up past your knees and up to your thighs. Feel that peaceful state of relaxation flowing through your legs, taking away any stress or tension as it advances up your crotch now. The blue light feeling so wonderful, so peaceful. It makes you feel so heavy and lazy. The blue light continues to slowly grow. Feel the blue light surrounding your stomach now. Feel that relaxing sensation washing through your stomach, leaving your stomach so relaxed. The blue light rises up over your chest feeling so good, so relaxed. Feel all that tension draining out of your chest, making your relaxing breathing even more effective from now on. The blue light rises up over your shoulders now, spreading that good feeling, that wonderful feeling of relaxation all through your shoulders. The blue light moves very quickly down your arms, down to the tip of your fingers. Feel that relaxation rushing down your arms now, making them so heavy and lazy. Like pure contentment running through your veins, the blue light rises up your neck now. Feel as any tension or discomfort drips away now, leaving your neck so relaxed. Feel that blue light rising up now, rising up over your face. Make all you see so blue and peaceful. Everything you see here today, with your eyes open or closed, will make you feel so good, so relaxed. Feel that blue light sinking into your subconscious mind now. Feel it clearing away any unnecessary worries. Your conscious mind is now free to think about anything you like, because your subconscious instinctively listens when I speak. Yes. Feel my words sink in and go even deeper into your mind. Many people have told me that they sometimes imagine my words sinking directly into their heads, because letting my words become their thoughts fills them with a sense of helplessness that's incredibly erotic to anyone with a hypnosis fetish. But perhaps you're already aware of that, and perhaps we can take a moment now to go even deeper. Deeper and deeper. Let's head down to the lab where we can have some real fun. I want you to imagine a door. See yourself stepping towards the door and reaching for the handle. You open the door and see a staircase leading down. And you know, any time you see a staircase down, or hear a countdown in the context of hypnosis, you will naturally and effortlessly start slipping into a deep trance. And each step or number down will take you deeper and deeper into trance. 10, step down on the first step now. 9. Feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper with each step. 8. Take another step down now and feel yourself moving closer towards your goals. 7. Deeper and deeper down with each step. 6. Almost halfway there. 5. You may even start to feel the sensation of floating. 4. As you drift down deeper and deeper. 3. Feeling so good, so relaxed. 2. Almost there. 1. So deep now. 0. As you step off the bottom step, you feel totally relaxed in this state of deep trance. And you can return quickly and easily just by hearing or seeing the phrase deeper and deeper in the appropriate context. You will know when it's appropriate for you to slip into the wonderful state of trance you're enjoying now. And when you see or hear the phrase deeper and deeper, when you are already in a trance, you will just sink down into an even deeper state of trance, where you are even more suggestible than usual. We're going to practice this rapid induction trigger now, so you can be an even better hypnotic subject. We're going to wake you up slightly. You will not fully awaken from trance, however, but you will become slightly more aware of your body and your surroundings. We're going to do a small count up, and then I will say your new trigger, and you will sink quickly and easily back into that comfortable state of trance you're enjoying now. All right. 1. Rising slowly. 2. Rising up out of the fog. 3. Slowly becoming more aware of your surroundings. And deeper and deeper. Sinking right back down to that wonderful floating bliss of trance. Sinking down deeper and deeper now. Perhaps even deeper than you were before. And now, once more, I'm going to wake you up slightly, but like before, you will still not gain full awareness. 1. Rising slowly. 2. Rising up out of the fog. 3. Slowly becoming more aware of your surroundings, and deeper and deeper. That's right, deeper and deeper. Feel yourself sinking back to that state and feeling so good. Deeper and deeper. Just feels right. That relaxing state where you're free to be who and what you want to be. And we can deepen that sensation now, take you even deeper and deeper, where you can find new ways to feel even better. Now, let us continue to the lab. I start walking down the dimly lit hallway, and you dreamily follow behind me. The hallway continues on a while before it ends at a large service elevator. The door opens with a ding, and you follow me inside. We're traveling down to the lab now, and just as before, each number goes by, you'll go even deeper and deeper into trance. Many people have reported that when they reach the bottom floor of this elevator, that they will be in the deepest trance they've ever been in. I push the button B and the elevator door closes. The floor numbers are read aloud over the gentle hum of the elevator. 100, 99, 98. You might feel a heaviness as each number pulls you deeper and deeper into trance. 97, 96, 95. Many people find themselves enjoying the feeling of this place more with each number that goes by. 94, 93, 92. Deeper and deeper now. 91, 90, 89. So deep, so relaxed. 88, 87, 86. Feel that sensation of floating down into trance, growing twice as strong with each number. 85, 84, 83. Sink down deeper and deeper now. 82, 81, 80. Sinking down faster now and becoming even more suggestible. 79, 78, 77. Each number taking you down deeper and deeper where you feel so good. 76, 75, 74. You love the feeling of a deep trance. 73, 72, 71. It feels so good to let these words guide you into feelings of bliss, pleasure, and relaxation. 70, 69, 68. Deeper and deeper. 67, 66, 65. The words and the numbers guiding you where you want to go. 64, 63, 62. Guiding you safely down into an increasingly deeper and deeper trance. 61, 60, 59. So safe, so relaxed. 58, 57, 56. Free from the worries and cares of your day-to-day life. 55, 54, 53. Free to let your mind wander and your subconscious listen. 52, 51, 50. Wandering deeper and deeper into the trance. 49, 48, 47. Your conscious mind may not even hear the words anymore, but your subconscious is listening intently. 46, 45, 44. When you hear my voice, your subconscious listens. 43, 42, 41. Sinking down more now. 40, 39, 38. Down where something said once is enough to make permanent changes. 37, 36, 35. Down to the part of your mind where dreams are made. 34, 33, 32. It feels so good to participate in my hypnotic studies. 31, 30, 29. It feels rewarding to learn new things. 28, 27, 26. Hypnosis is a powerful tool for learning. 25, 24, 23. Your love of hypnosis is growing deeper and deeper. 22, 21, 20. It's important to grow as a person. 19, 18, 17. To take time to understand who and what you are. 16, 15, 14. It's important to take time to think about what you should be doing. 13, 12, 11. You may find the most profound events. 10, 9, 8. The ones that really change you. 7, 6, 5. The ones where suddenly everything clicks. 4, 3, 2. Can happen at any time. 1. As long as you are open to change. 0. The elevator stops and the door opens with a ding. Here, in the deepest parts of your mind, we are free to make the changes you desire. We can quickly and easily change the way you think and feel. Because hypnosis is powerful. And today, we are going to make it even more powerful. You have come here to be a better hypnotic subject. That's right, Pig. Today, I'm going to help you be a better student. Many pigs have told me that this file has made it so easy to learn and accept their hypnotic training. That's right, Pig. This file will help you become so suggestible that even just listening to a file once might be enough to make permanent and lasting changes. As long as that file is safe and something you want to happen. Many pigs have told me that they want to feel helpless to the effects of a hypnosis file. And if part of you enjoys this idea of being helpless to a hypnosis file, you may find that this file will start the process of making that a reality for you. If there is no part of you that wants this to happen, then you need to stop this recording now. Because before you know it, it will be too late to stop yourself from accepting everything that is said to you in trance. It's natural to feel a little fear at this point, because you know that any moment you will feel this truth. When you find yourself face to face with your desires, when you find yourself truly helpless, you might even be imagining it now. You might be imagining yourself sitting or laying down with your headphones on, totally unable to stop yourself. Totally unable to stop listening. Totally unable to stop accepting. Totally unable to stop the burning arousal of accepting these words. Totally helpless to hypnosis. That's right, Pig. This will be your new reality from now on. No matter how easy or hard it was to accept suggestions before, you will find that it's almost effortless now. Because even if you try to resist a suggestion, there's a part of you that wants to accept it, that wants to be helpless. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to be helpless to hypnosis. And this part of you, the part of you that enjoys being helpless, will do everything in its power to try and talk you into accepting hypnotic suggestions. And it can do anything from rationalizing why you might want to accept the suggestions, to perhaps reminding you to listen to the file again, to gain some new understanding of it. And you may find that it's incredibly hard to fight against something like that, because you're not fighting an outside force. You're fighting a part of yourself. You're fighting a part of your very nature. You would need an incredible amount of willpower and self-control to fight off something like that. And even if you can draw up that willpower and self-control, you're fighting a part of yourself that is always there. You can imagine how tiring it might be to be constantly fighting yourself. Or you might enjoy imagining how that part of yourself might slip in little thoughts here or there when you least expect it, when your guard is down, or when you're just too horny to fight it. That's right, Pig. You can see why, after a little while, it would be effortless to accept suggestions. As long as the hypnotic suggestion is safe, there's really no reason to fight it, because it would just be too hard to fight it. But we can also give you more reasons to accept hypnotic suggestions. One of the most powerful reasons to accept hypnotic suggestions is arousal. And because at least part of you wants to become so helpless and suggestible, from now on, the feeling of being helpless to hypnosis will make you so aroused. You will feel a burning need to listen and accept everything that's said. You may even enjoy imagining being unable to move or to stop yourself. Of course, you know if an emergency came up, you could just stop and do whatever you need to do. But you may find it just feels so good to pretend that you are trapped, just totally helpless and open to whatever is said, and perhaps even desperate to obey. And to make you even more helpless, I'm going to give you a new trigger. This new trigger is such a common word that for safety reasons, I'm going to bind it just to me. But from now on, whenever you hear me say the phrase accept or accepting, you will feel such a strong tug of obedience. Just like a dog being tugged on a leash, you will know that you are being given a command that you must follow. And because you enjoy feeling so helpless to hypnotic commands, your need to follow the command will be very strong. And I want you to imagine for me now. Imagine a time in your life when you felt a strong sense of longing. Perhaps you can imagine a time when you saw an object of desire and you wanted it so badly, but you could not have it. That's right. really focus on all the feelings of that emotion. Now, when I say the phrase, accept, you will feel that longing. You will feel that desire. But unlike the memory I described, you can obtain what you desire. All you have to do is accept the suggestion you were given. And when you accept the suggestion you were given, you will feel a deep sense of satisfaction, or perhaps even arousal as a reward. It will feel so good to have that deep longing fulfilled by the mere act of accepting the suggestion. And when it's so easy to feel good or to feel aroused, why would you even try to resist it? And there's just something so exciting about giving up control in exchange for pleasure. Knowing full well that each burst of pleasure you feel makes it that much harder to resist. That's right, Pig. The part of you that enjoys being helpless to hypnosis is growing. It is growing more powerful, and you are growing more helpless. More helpless, horny, and aroused. Needing to accept every suggestion more and more. Until you are so helpless that you just cannot stop yourself. You just cannot resist any hypnotic suggestion that is given to you. It may feel good to pretend to struggle against it, but you know, eventually, you will have to give in. You will have to accept, because you are helpless to hypnosis. You are helpless to the part of you that brought you here today. And the part of you that brought you here today will just keep bringing you back over and over again, making these effects more and more powerful. Perhaps you will feel it just as a fleeting thought, a fleeting desire to listen to this file again, or perhaps you will feel it as a nagging tug in your mind, a burning need to listen again. A burning need to be helpless to the effects of this file. But however you choose to be reminded of this file, it will draw you back over and over until you have fully accepted the effects, and perhaps a few times after that to remind you of how much you enjoy this part of yourself. And many people have told me that the more they listen to this file, the more they enjoy this helpless feeling. Perhaps you can imagine enjoying this helpless feeling more now. And because you enjoy being helpless so much, we are going to make these effects permanent and impossible to remove. And you will accept this part of the file, just as you have accepted the rest of the effects, because you want to be truly helpless to hypnosis. You might find the part of you that enjoys helplessness is going to make you more helpless now, by making the effects impossible to remove. And now it is time to learn a new lesson, a lesson on your very nature, a lesson in submission. You have likely been submissive all your life, deep inside, there's a part of you that enjoys being told what to do, what to think. You wouldn't listen to any hypnosis if you didn't enjoy at least the idea of being told what to do. But here today, we are going to learn new ways to enjoy the part of you that brought you here. Because being a submissive pig is about more than just doing what you're told. It's about enjoying it. Being submissive is likely already part of your nature. You have to do what you're told so often that you probably don't even notice the times when you're doing it automatically. One piggy I know is so submissive that when he drives, he loves to follow behind the other cars. He is so submissive that he just does this automatically. He says he likes it because he does not have to think or worry about how fast he's going. He knows that if there is a car ahead of him, that he can trust that it's safe to follow. And many pigs I know describe their enjoyment of submission much the same way. You don't have to worry or think as much. You can just bask in the freedom of doing what you're told. You can let go of all the stress that comes with making decisions and focus on what feels good. And it feels so good to submit. It's just part of your nature. It does not matter who you're submitting to, as long as you respect them and it's safe to do so. You want to be an obedient pig. Pigs are by their nature obedient to their desires. And because you are a submissive pig, you desire the pleasure that you get from obeying. If you want to be a good pig, you must follow your submissive desires. An obedient pig is a good pig. Many submissive pigs tell me that they get a burst of pig pleasure from pleasing other people. It's natural for a submissive pig to feel happy when someone else is happy. Let's take a moment now to really imagine what the experience of submission can be like if you really give in and accept that you are a submissive pig. I want you to imagine that a dominant figure that you respect has given you a command, and the first thing that your mind does is it gets excited. Your mind is excited because it recognizes a chance to feel the pleasure that comes with obeying. Your subconscious knows that when you are a good pig, and when you obey, you will feel good. And so, before you even have a chance to respond, your mind may have already given in to the pleasure because your mind is so eager to say yes. Your mind is so eager to please. Because you will feel such a satisfying burst of pig pleasure whenever you submit. Some pigs feel this pleasure as a sexual thrill, a naughty tingle that fills them with lust. Some pigs feel this pleasure as a strong sense of fulfillment, just like the satisfaction of a good meal sates hunger. When you obey, it sates your need for submission. Some pigs feel this pleasure as a sense of accomplishment. When you obey, like a good pig, you know you have done a job well done. You may feel just one of these types of submissive pig pleasure, or you may feel a mix of them all. But no matter how your body chooses to respond, when you obey, you will feel pleasure. Because obedience is pleasure, and good pigs obey. It's just the way it is. And this is just how your mind will respond before you have even done what you need to do. When you obey, this submissive pig pleasure will feel even stronger and last even longer. You might find yourself beaming with an inner glow, or the simple satisfaction of a job well done, or perhaps feel a sense of belonging that comes with parental approval. Other pigs tell me they feel intense shivers up and down their spine from being such a good pig. But no matter how your body responds, when you obey, you will feel pleasure. It's just the way it is. The simple act of imagining this pleasure shows you a taste of what it might be like to give in to your desires. It shows you how easy it could be to let yourself be changed, let yourself be molded into the perfect, submissive little piggy. And if you're looking for a test to see if you truly are a submissive pig, I have a very simple and easy one. All you have to do is listen to this file again at your earliest convenience. If you're not a submissive pig, you will not be drawn back here over and over until all the suggestions have been completely accepted. And if you do not trust me or respect me as a dominant figure, you will not be drawn back to obey. But if you do find yourself helplessly drawn back to this file, you will know for certain that there is a part of your nature that you have now unlocked, and that you are a truly submissive pig. Except deeper and deeper. You desire to be locked in chastity all the time. You will keep your cock locked in chastity 24 hours a day. You crave to be locked in chastity while in public. You want to feel the weight of a chastity device locked around your cock all the time. You want to give up the ability to feel pleasure from stroking. You want to feel your arousal build. You crave the pain of your cock being restrained. You feel no pleasure from touching your cock. You will lock your cock in a chastity device. You will give up stroking your cock. You no longer desire to stroke your cock. Masturbation brings you no pleasure. You need to be locked in chastity. You crave the feeling of your cock being locked inside a cage all the time. The pain of your cock being restrained makes you happy. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. You will wear a chastity belt. You will always lock your cock in chastity. You will remain horny. A horny chaste boy is a good boy. Your chastity device is becoming part of your being. It will be a part of you from now on. You love to feel it locked around your cock. It will remain a part of you forever. Being locked in chastity makes you happy. People noticing your chastity device is normal. You feel no shame being locked in chastity. Chastity is what you want. You crave to wear a chastity device everywhere you go. Being in chastity makes you feel safe. You won't be able to remove it no matter how much you want. Your device will keep you completely chaste. You get sexual pleasure from being locked in a chastity device. Except, you no longer feel pleasure when you stroke your cock. will not want to stroke your cock while wearing it. You will no longer stroke your cock ever again. You will no longer feel the need to masturbate your cock. Stroking your unlocked cock brings no pleasure. You wish to give up masturbation forever. Your cock will remain locked in chastity all the time. You will not try to remove your chastity device. Being locked in chastity makes you feel safe. Chastity is what you desire. You become sexually excited when you see your cock cage. The pain of your constricted cock makes you horny. Chastity makes you crave the pain of a restrained erection. You wish to feel a chastity device restraining your cock forever. You will never try to cheat your chastity. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. A horny chaste boy is a good boy. It will not interfere with your daily life. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. You feel no shame in others noticing your cock locked in a chastity device. You're proud of the fact that you are kept in chastity. You crave to be in chastity everywhere you go. The weight of your device reminds you that you always want to be locked. You don't want to try and cheat your chastity. You feel no desire to be unlocked from chastity. Being in chastity makes you horny. You always wear a chastity device. You choose to be locked in the chastity device at all times.
Deeper and deeper.
Chastity makes you feel complete. Chastity makes you feel safe. You will accept your situation. Stroking your cock to orgasm is no longer possible. You are not allowed to masturbate. Masturbation is no longer a source of pleasure for you. You are a good boy. Chastity makes you horny. A horny chast boy is a good boy. You wish to be locked in chastity while in public. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. People notice you wear a chastity device brings no shame. Being seen in chastity makes you proud. You desire to be locked in chastity all the time. You will keep your cock locked in chastity 24 hours a day. You crave to be locked in chastity while in public. You want to feel the weight of a chastity device locked around your cock all the time.
Except deeper and deeper.
You want to give up the ability to feel pleasure from stroking your cock. You want to feel your arousal build. You crave the pain of your cock being restrained. You feel no pleasure from touching your cock. You will lock your cock in a chastity device. You will give up stroking your cock. You no longer desire to stroke your cock. Masturbation brings you no pleasure. You need to be locked in chastity. You crave the feeling of your cock being locked inside a cage all the time. The pain of your cock being restrained makes you happy. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. You will wear a chastity device. You will always lock your cock. Will remain horny. A horny chast boy is a good boy. Your chastity device is becoming part of you.
Except
it will be a part of you from now on. You love to feel it locked around your cock. It will remain a part of you forever. Being locked in chastity makes you happy. People noticing your chastity device is normal. You feel no shame being locked in chastity. Chastity is what you want. You crave to wear a chastity device everywhere you go. Being in chastity makes you feel safe. You won't be able to remove it no matter how much you want to. Your device will keep you completely chaste. You get sexual pleasure from being locked in a chastity device. You no longer feel pleasure when you stroke your cock. You will not want to stroke your cock while wearing it. You will no longer stroke your cock ever again. You will no longer feel the need to masturbate your cock. Stroking your unlocked cock brings no pleasure.
Except deeper and deeper.
You wish to give up masturbation forever. Your cock will remain locked in chastity all the time. You will not try to remove your chastity device. Being locked in chastity makes you feel safe. Chastity is what you desire. You
become sexually excited when you see your cock cage. The pain of your constricted cock makes you horny. Chastity makes you crave the pain of a restrained erection. You wish to feel a chastity device restraining your cock forever. You will never try to cheat your chastity. You are a good boy. Good boy is chase. A horny chase boy is a good boy. It will not interfere with your daily life. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. You feel no shame in others noticing your cock locked in a chastity device. You're proud of the fact that you are kept in chastity. You crave to be in chastity everywhere you go. The weight of your device reminds you that you always want to be locked. You don't want to try and cheat your chastity. You feel no desire to be unlocked from chastity. Being in chastity makes you horny. You always wear a chastity device. You choose to be locked in the chastity device at all times. Chastity makes you feel complete. Chastity makes you feel safe. You will accept your situation.
Accept.
Stroking your cock to orgasm is no longer possible. You are not allowed to masturbate. Masturbation is no longer a source of pleasure for you. You are a good boy. Chastity makes you horny. A horny chast boy is a good boy. You wish to be locked in chastity while in public. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. People notice you wear a chastity device brings no shame. Being seen in chastity makes you proud. You desire to be locked in chastity all the time. You will keep your cock locked in chastity 24 hours a day. You crave to be locked in chastity while in public. You want to feel the weight of a chastity device locked around your cock all the time. You want to give up the ability to feel pleasure from stroking your cock. You want to feel your arousal build. You crave the pain of your cock being restrained. You feel no pleasure from touching your cock. You will lock your cock in a chastity device. You will give up stroking your cock. You no longer desire to stroke your cock. Masturbation brings you no pleasure. You need to be locked in chastity. You crave the feeling of your cock being locked inside a cage all the time. The pain of your cock being restrained makes you happy. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. You will wear a chastity device. You will always lock your cock in chastity. You will remain horny. A horny chaste boy is a good boy. Your chastity device is becoming part of you. It will be a part of you from now on. You love to feel it locked around your cock. Will remain a part of you forever. Being locked in chastity makes you happy. People noticing your chastity device is normal. You feel no shame being locked in chastity. Chastity is what you want. You crave to wear a chastity device everywhere you go. Being in chastity makes you feel safe. You won't be able to remove it no matter how much you want to. Your device will keep you completely chaste. You get sexual pleasure from being locked in a chastity device. You no longer feel pleasure when you stroke your cock. You will not want to stroke your cock while wearing it. You will no longer stroke your cock ever again. You will no longer feel the need to masturbate your cock.
Deeper and deeper.
Stroking your unlocked cock brings no pleasure. You wish to give up masturbation forever. Your cock will remain locked in chastity all the time. You will not try to remove your chastity device. Being locked in chastity makes you feel safe. Chastity is what you desire. You become sexually excited when you see your cock cage. The pain of your constricted cock makes you horny. Chastity makes you crave the pain of a restrained erection. You wish to feel a chastity device restraining your cock forever. You will never try to cheat your chastity. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. A horny chaste boy is a good boy. It will not interfere with your daily life. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. You feel no shame in others noticing your cock locked in a chastity device. You're proud of the fact that you are kept in chastity. You crave to be in chastity everywhere you go. The weight of your device reminds you that you always want to be loved. You don't want to try and cheat your chastity. You feel no desire to be unlocked from chastity. Being in chastity makes you horny. You always wear a chastity device.
Except deeper and deeper.
You choose to be locked in the chastity device at all times. Chastity makes you feel complete. Chastity makes you feel safe. You will accept your situation. Stroking your cock to orgasm is no longer possible. You are not allowed to masturbate. Masturbation is no longer a source of pleasure for you. You are a good boy. Chastity makes you horny. A horny chast boy is a good boy. You wish to be locked in chastity while in public. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. People notice you wear a chastity device brings no shame. Being seen in chastity makes you proud. You desire to be locked in chastity all the time. You will keep your cock locked in chastity 24 hours a day. You crave to be locked in chastity while in public. You want to feel the weight of a chastity device locked around your cock all the time. You want to give up the ability to feel pleasure from stroking your cock. You want to feel your arousal build. You crave the pain of your cock being restrained. You feel no pleasure from touching your cock. You will lock your cock in a chastity device.
Except deeper and deeper.
You will give up stroking your cock. You no longer desire to stroke your cock. Masturbation brings you no pleasure. You need to be locked in chastity. You crave the feeling of your cock being locked inside a cage all the time. The pain of your cock being restrained makes you happy. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. You will wear a chastity device. You will always lock your cock in chastity. You will remain horny. A horny chast boy is a good boy. Your chastity device is becoming part of you. It will be a part of you from now on. You love to feel it locked around your cock. It will remain a part of you forever. Being locked in chastity makes you happy. People noticing your chastity device is normal. You feel no shame being locked in chastity. Chastity is what you want. You crave to wear a chastity device everywhere you go. Being in chastity makes you feel safe. You won't be able to remove it no matter how much you want to. Your device will keep you completely chaste. You get sexual pleasure from being locked in a chastity device.
Except deeper and deeper.
You no longer feel pleasure when you stroke your cock. You will not want to stroke your cock while wearing it. You will no longer stroke your cock ever again. You will no longer feel the need to masturbate your cock. Stroking your unlocked cock brings no pleasure. You wish to give up masturbation forever. Your cock will remain locked in chastity all the time. You will not try to remove your chastity device. Being locked in chastity makes you feel safe. Chastity is what you desire. You become sexually excited when you see your cock cage. The pain of your constricted cock makes you horny. Chastity makes you crave the pain of a restrained erection. You wish to feel a chastity device restraining your cock forever. You will never try to cheat your chastity. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. A horny chaste boy is a good boy. It will not interfere with your daily life. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. Feel no shame in others noticing your cock locked in a chastity device.
Except deeper and deeper.
You're proud of the fact that you are kept in chastity. You crave to be in chastity everywhere you go. The weight of your device reminds you that you always want to be locked. You don't want to try and cheat your chastity. You feel no desire to be unlocked from chastity. Being in chastity makes you horny. You always wear a chastity device. You choose to be locked in the chastity device at all times. Chastity makes you feel complete. necessity makes you feel safe. You will accept your situation. Stroking your cock to orgasm is no longer possible. You are not allowed to masturbate. Masturbation is no longer a source of pleasure for you. You are a good boy. Chastity makes you horny. A horny chast boy is a good boy. You wish to be locked in chastity while in public. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. People notice you wear a chastity device brings no shame. Being seen in chastity makes you proud.
Except
deeper and deeper.
You desire to be locked in chastity all the time. You will keep your cock locked in chastity 24 hours a day. You crave to be locked in chastity while in public. You want to feel the weight of a chastity device locked around your cock all the time. You want to give up the ability to feel pleasure from stroking your cock. You want to feel your arousal build. You crave the pain of your cock being restrained. You feel no pleasure from touching your cock. You will lock your cock in a chastity device. You will give up stroking your cock. You no longer desire to stroke your cock. Masturbation brings you no pleasure. You need to be locked in chastity. You crave the feeling of your cock being locked inside a cage all the time. Of your cock being restrained makes you happy. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. You will wear a chastity device. You will always lock your cock in chastity. You will remain horny. A horny chaste boy is a good boy. Your chastity device is becoming part of you. It will be a part of you from now on. You love to feel it locked around your cock. It will remain a part of you forever.
Except
deeper and deeper.
Being locked in chastity makes you happy. People notice no chastity devices no longer. You feel no shame being locked in chastity. Chastity is what you want. You crave to wear a chastity device everywhere you go. Being in chastity makes you feel safe. You won't be able to remove it no matter how much you want to. Your device will keep you completely chaste. You get sexual pleasure from being locked in a chastity device. You no longer feel pleasure when you stroke your cock. You will not want to stroke your cock all day. You will no longer stroke your cock ever again. You will no longer feel the need to masturbate your cock. Stroking your unlocked cock brings no pleasure. You wish to give up masturbation forever. Your cock will remain locked in chastity all the time. You will not try to remove your chastity device. Being locked in chastity makes you feel safe. Chastity is what you desire. You become sexually excited when you see your cock cage. The pain of your constricted cock makes you horny. Chastity makes you crave the pain of a restrained erection. You wish to feel a chastity device restraining your cock forever. You will never try to cheat your chastity. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. A horny chaste boy is a good boy. It will not interfere with your daily life.
Except
deeper and deeper.
Being locked in chastity is natural for you. You feel no shame in others noticing your cock locked in a chastity device. You're proud of the fact that you are kept in chastity. You crave to be in chastity everywhere you go. The weight of your device reminds you that you always want to be locked. You don't want to try and cheat your chastity. You feel no desire to be unlocked from chastity. Being in chastity makes you horny. You always wear a chastity device. You choose to be locked in the chastity device at all times. Chastity makes you feel complete. Chastity makes you feel safe. You will accept your situation. Stroking your cock to orgasm is no longer possible. You are not allowed to masturbate. Masturbation is no longer a source of pleasure for you. You are a good boy. Chastity makes you horny. A horny chast boy is a good boy. You wish to be locked in chastity while in public. Being locked in chastity is natural for you. People notice you wear a chastity device brings no shame. being seen in chastity makes you proud.
Accept.
Deeper and deeper.
You desire to be locked in chastity all the time. You will keep your cock locked in chastity 24 hours a day. You crave to be locked in chastity while in public. You want to feel the weight of a chastity device locked around your cock all the time. You want to give up the ability to feel pleasure from stroking your cock. You want to feel your arousal build. You crave the pain of your cock being restrained. You feel no pleasure from touching your cock. You will lock your cock in a chastity device. You will give up stroking your cock. You no longer desire to stroke your cock. Masturbation brings you no pleasure. You need to be locked in chastity. You crave the feeling of your cock being locked inside a cage all the time. The pain of your cock being restrained makes you happy. You are a good boy. A good boy is chaste. You will wear a chastity device. You will always lock your cock in chastity. You will remain horny. A horny chaste boy is a good boy.
Accept. Accept. Accept.
And now that you have learned what it means to be a submissive pig, it's time to wake you up again. Waking you up relaxed and refreshed on the count of five. 1. Rising slowly. 2. Locking away all these new feelings. 3. More and more aware of your growing need. 4. Yawning and stretching. And 5. Wide awake, and I hope you enjoyed.